This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Mark Dolan eats the news on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, I happen to be Mark Dolan, and this is Mark Dolan Eats the News. Over the next hour, myself and two luminaries from the world of journalism and comedy, respectively, will take satirical aim at the week's big stories. And what a week it's been. Referendum fever has hit the UK as we consider our long-term relationship with Europe. Boris Johnson has declared, "I'm out," which is ironic because in the company of fragrant young women, he's usually in. He has affairs. I hope that was clear. Some blame David Cameron's renegotiations as the reason for Boris's departure from the government's position. I've got to say, Cameron's renegotiations did remind me of my own renegotiations with my wife. They tend to involve the words no, we're not, and doing that. Cameron has told the London mayor to get on his Boris bike in a series of barbed remarks in the Commons about his political ambitions and chequered love life. It remains to be seen whether it's all too great a roll of the dice for Boris, but as we've seen from what he wears when he goes for a jog, he's no stranger to gambling. Meanwhile, David Cameron and Jeremy Corbyn have locked antlers, bringing their respective mothers into the argument in a heated exchange in Parliament. The general thrust is that Jeremy Corbyn's mother should have got him to wear a decent suit, straighten his tie, and learn the national anthem, while Cameron's mother should have had him strangled at birth. I am paraphrasing. Meanwhile, Nigel Farage has been on the hustings pushing key strategic surgical arguments about immigrants and their effect on British life, including the pressure they put on jobs. Excuse me, I've just been got at by UKIP. My voice just broke. Yes, including the pressure they put on jobs, the effect they have on available housing, and they're just a bit weird, though, aren't they? See, even when my voice breaks mid-sentence, I won't be censored. In showbiz news, Adele scooped four top awards at this year's Brits. It's not known how she celebrated last night, but I'm told her local chicken cottage completely ran out of wings. That joke was co-written with the comedian Leo Kurse. Which is kind of nice of me because it means I'm sort of sharing the credit, but I'm also slightly sharing the blame as well. Coldplay performed a barnstorming set at the Brit Awards in a flurry of confetti, although they found out later it wasn't confetti, just people throwing bits of paper to make them stop. Police last night were called to a Bella Pasta in central London to handle a hostage situation. Luckily, it was all resolved in the end and no one was hurt. The unfortunate woman involved said the worst thing about her experience was the spaghetti carbonara. I agree, it's very gloopy. Just heavy. Oh, cloying. Now, I don't want to add to the panic about recalled Mars bars this week, but this morning I opened one, right? What's happened to my voice today? Let's go again. I don't want to add to the panic about recalled Mars bars this week, but this morning I opened one and found a load of sugar inside. I just thought you needed to know. Apple have stood their ground and will not unlock the phone of a terror suspect for the FBI. However, in an olive branch, they have offered the FBI the next available Genius Bar appointment. So it means the matter will be resolved in about 3 years' time. I've got to say, I find my iPhone very secure. It's unlikely anyone will ever access my secret information because my iPhone has normally run out of power by 2 p.m. The junior doctors are to take further industrial action against the government over new contracts. Now, I don't want to take sides on this, but all I would say is, isn't it nice to see posh people striking for a change? A report has said that 20% of married men in the UK are in fact gay. 20% are in fact gay. Now, I'm proud to say I'm married and I'm not in that group, okay? I go to Maplin Electronics at least once a week. I buy batteries, I buy cables, I'm definitely straight. And finally, Oscar fever hits this weekend with the 53rd annual Academy Award. I don't know if it's the 53rd. I didn't have time, so I've made that up. But let's just go with it. The 53rd annual Academy Awards. The most hotly fought category this year is thought to be Best Actress. Up for the top prize are Cate Blanchett, Jennifer Lawrence, and Amal Alamuddin for her incredible performance as George Clooney's wife. It's a joke! I'm joking! I know she's a top lawyer. It's okay. I'm joking. I happen to know George Clooney goes to the Los Angeles branch of Maplin at least once a week, and he's constantly buying batteries. Those are the big stories of the week on Mark Dolan Eats the News. Thank you for listening. Thanks for joining us. Now it's time to introduce my fantastic guests, top comedian Leo Kearse. He's also UK pun champion, and Jodie Thompson, blogs editor at the Huffington Post. Both of you, welcome to Mark Dolan Eats the News.
Hiya.
Hello.
It's fantastic to have you here. The only story in town. We'll go showbiz in a minute. We'll talk about the Brits and the amazing contribution of these islands to popular music continuing into the 21st century, which is a brilliant thing. But let's go politics first. Jodie, I'm going to put it out there now that you're the blogs editor of the Huffington Post. Your job is to sort of it's to curate opinion.
Yes.
And to make sure that what readers of the outstanding Huffington Post receive on a daily basis and an hour by hour basis is a balanced mix of views.
Indeed, yeah. We see ourselves as beyond left or right.
Yeah.
So we want to be both sides of the argument.
Right.
Obviously, we're very political, that goes without saying, but we want the readers to make up their own minds with the varied voices that we give them. So we're the only publication that would have on the front page, as we did the other day after Cameron's renegotiation with Europe. We had UKIP, we had the Green Party, we had the Labour Party, we had the Conservatives. Nobody else would do that. And it was representatives from virtually every party that matters with their view on what had happened and going forward with the referendum.
Well, it's brilliant. I love it. It's free. It's a great daily resource and it's balanced. And it means that you're going to be, I mean, it's very similar to you. You're free and balanced. And
I'm free.
You're extremely readable. No, but what, therefore, you're going to contribute today is that I suppose you're not really able to say, oh, I think we should stay in the EU. But what you will say is, here are the various arguments that are floating around.
Well, indeed. And I think I can have a bit of personal opinion with this because it isn't a left or right issue because, as we've already seen, with the major splits in the Conservative Party at the very least, it doesn't seem to be a party political issue necessarily. It is more of a personal thing. Personally, I want to stay in the EU because I travel a lot. It's purely selfish. But an awful lot of my friends live in the EU. You know, what about the 2 million Brits that live in Spain anyway?
Well, that's right.
One of the
arguments, that was proffered by, surprisingly, a pro-European Labour MP, and I think it was a sort of ham-fisted attempt at putting together an argument to stay in. And she, but her language was unfortunate. She said that the people living, for example, in southern Spain are essentially essentially dependent sort of people who are older and a drain on resources. So we'd rather they were a drain on Spanish resources than UK resources, obviously. But so here's the thing. You're in, but obviously probably with an asterisk, and
yes,
it's personal. Leo Kearse, you can say and think whatever you like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in because my mother lives in Spain, essentially. So she's one of these people who's a drain on the Spanish resources, getting all that hospital sangria and whatever they do. but yeah, like, so I'm in the EU, I guess. But all these people are saying, "Oh, we need to leave the EU." They were saying to Scotland, "You need to stay in Britain. We're stronger together." It's like, make your mind up.
Mm.
It's exactly right. I do feel that the parallels are quite significant, which
very
is
much
that if you accept that you're bigger, stronger, better as part of the United Kingdom, which I think personally think Scotland is, well, then, ergo, that's the same for the UK in the EU.
Yeah.
So I think we've got equanimity on this one. Perhaps where we can create a conversation which is compelling for our many thousands of listeners is not, therefore, to look at whether we should stay in or not, but can we face 4 months of this?
Oh, gosh, it's going to be hideous, isn't it?
Yeah.
The thing with my job in particular, though, we're always trying to find the new argument, the new angle, blogs that push the conversation forward. How that's going to pan out in 4 months is going to be really interesting because there are only so many things.
To listen to more of this episode, And to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.